Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Magic Animal Friends Treasury, Volume 7, written by Daisy Meadows and read by Mavandwe Hocking. "These pups are so adorable," exclaimed Jess Forrester. She and her best friend, Lily Hart, were in Lily's back garden. The autumn sunshine was warm on their backs. They were sitting in a wooden pen, playing with three tiny golden puppies with flappy ears and curly tails. "Someone handed them into Helping Paw this morning," said Lily. Lily's parents were vets, and they ran the Helping Paw Wildlife Hospital from a converted barn at the bottom of their garden. Lily and Jess spent every minute they could caring for the animal patients. Jess scooped up the smallest puppy and giggled as it nibbled her blonde hair. It felt warm and soft in her arms. "They're unusual," she said. "What breed are they?" "I'm not sure." Lily opened a book that lay at her feet. "I asked Mum and Dad, but they don't know either, so I got this book about dog breeds from the library." Jess put her pup gently on the grass and bent over the book. "These puppies have squashy black noses like pugs, but their ears are floppier." The pup pulled at her trainer laces. "Hey, don't do that, you cheeky thing," Lily said with a giggle. Jess picked up a rubber bone. "Play with this instead." She rolled the bone across the pen. To her surprise, a paw poked out from under a blanket and battered the toy back. A cat with gleaming golden fur crawled out from the blanket. She stretched and gave a friendly meow. "Goldie!" cried Lily. "She's come to take us to Friendship Forest," said Jess, beaming. Friendship Forest was a magical land where the animals lived in wonderful woodland houses. And, best of all, they could talk. Lily and Jess loved to go to their secret world with Goldie. Goldie sprang out of the pen. Lily and Jess stepped out after her and shut the dog safely inside. "We'll be back before you know it," said Lily, blowing the puppies a kiss. No time passed in the human world while the girls were visiting Friendship Forest. Goldie scampered out of the garden and across the stepping stones of Brightly Stream. They followed her to the old, dead-looking tree in the middle of Brightly Meadow. As she got near, the tree sprang into life. Every branch shimmered with red, gold, and brown leaves. Shiny green acorns popped up and squirrels chased around the trunk. Sweet singing filled the air as green finches swooped and dived in the dappled sunbeams. Goldie touched the trunk with her paw, and writing appeared on the bark.